All right, well, this is the... I feel like I got fired from one other club that I regretted. Oh, the one in San Francisco. Well, I just got fired from, what's it called? The Cheetah. The Cheetah in Sarasota. I'm not surprised. And they had every right to fire me. They had every reason to fire me. I just hate stupid rules. Oh my God. Like, put a little bit of logic, just a little bit, like a little bit of sense into the stupid stuff, you know. And it's not, it's certainly not, I mean, it's 100% my fault, that's for sure. But so what happened was, man, and I actually, I mean, the club, I started working there, I don't know, 3 months ago, and I did really well there, and that it wasn't that bad. Like, management was all right. The clientele, Jesus Christ, the clientele was the best clientele I've ever been around on a regular basis. That's what stings. I say on a regular basis. I think I only probably worked there for a couple weeks before I left last time. Damn it, though. You know, I still think it's... I don't want to get rehired. I don't want to fucking be in strip clubs anymore. I really just turned my phone on to start a personal vlog, really. And then I just kind of felt like... talk about this because it just happened. So here I am talking about my drama. I guess let me go ahead and tell you what happened though. So I decided to take a year off of drinking, and then it's June. It's mid-June right now, and weeks ago, I was like, you know what? This whole sober all day, every day thing, I just don't think I enjoy this. Like, last time I did it, when I was in San Francisco, I did feel like I was getting, you know, some kind of benefit out of it. I started to feel better, all kinds of things, really, but not this time. Not this time at all. So, I don't know, a couple weeks ago I was like, I just don't care anymore. So, not saying that I'm not gonna try it again, I really don't know, we'll see. But, anyway, so I just started drinking again, and at the end of the night, I blew, they make us blow shit there. Exactly. Arbitrary number that the government has stated makes you drunk or intoxicated so you can't drive. Oh, okay. Oh my God, that's the most retarded. There's so many retarded things about the system that people just, nobody questions. So anyway, as soon as that happened, then I was like, okay, so what do I do? Like, I feel pretty sober. What am I supposed to do? And the manager was like, oh, you're good. He was like, just wait like 15 minutes, just drink some water, you'll be fine, no time. You know, 15 minutes. The two other bouncers that were there, who've been there for a long time, both nodded, and it was like, you know, yeah, that's clearly. So I drank lots of water. It had definitely been 15 minutes, and maybe even 10 to 15 minutes. I think it was at least 15 minutes. I'm not very good with time though, so I could be wrong. But it was close, if nothing else. So, like, super close, if not over. So, I go into the main hall or whatever, the main room to blow again. And there's no one there. And my keys are sitting right there. unattended. Not there's anybody in the club, but it annoyed me. I hate when people drive next to me. Sorry, it just bothers me. It's like, you, like, why? I'm obviously a little bit annoyed. So I go in, you know, I was gonna do the whole thing, and there was no one in there. So I just picked up my keys, and I was like, well, fuck it, basically. Let me just take my keys and get out of here, because it's been enough time. I know I'm completely straight to drive. Like, I want to get out of here. I'm cold. It's super late. I'm exhausted. I want to go. That was all I was thinking. That was pretty much what was on my mind. I understand with the club's liability thing. That's a big deal. I'm not trying to jeopardize them at all. But it had been enough time. And as soon as I got out the door, so one of the bouncers asked me, he was like, did you blow again? And I was like, yes. I know, I shouldn't have said that. I just popped out of my mouth. I couldn't help it. I don't know what happened. It happened. I don't know. I instantly regretted it. And I was about to say, I literally honestly was about to say, okay, no, I didn't, but it's been well over 15 minutes and I drank lots of water. Like, I'm pretty positive I'm good. Like, and I know I'm good just because I know I'm good. And I mean, I didn't even feel slightly sort of intoxicated. Anyway. So, I instantly regretted it after he was like, oh, okay. And I sat in the parking lot for like another, and I timed this, at least 7 minutes. I was going for 10, but I got, you know, I was like, there's no way I'm intoxicated, like I'm leaving. But I did wait at least another 7 minutes. So I was definitely clear. If what they said, and all three of them were like, yeah, 15 minutes max, like you're good. Just drink some water, you'll be fine. Oh my God, I'm not annoyed. I'm not. Solutions. That's what I need to focus on right now is solutions. And you know, I kind of take it as a sign. Like, I mean, I've pulled up to that place, like, good Lord, I've pulled up to that place probably, I mean, at least half a dozen times over the last 2 weeks, and I have not been able to go in. I was just like, I cannot do this tonight. So, and just so y'all know, like, I would recommend that club, actually, the Cheetah in Sarasota. The clientele is off the charts. Like, the last time I worked, I didn't show up till about 10, honestly, I don't know, I got on the floor till 10:30. I didn't do great. It wasn't that bad though for that short of a period of time. And there was barely anybody in there. I totally fucked up with one guy. My gosh. He turned into the total stereotypical, like, attractive guy who straight up tells you they want to spend a lot of money on you and hang out with you. Motherfucker straight up said, like, how about I give you $1,000 to hang out with me? And I was like, yeah, that sounds perfect. I was like, because I really did not want to come in here tonight, and that would totally make my night. And then he wasted my time. Like, again, my fault, because I didn't say this like immediately, but after, I don't know, not long really, I was like, hey, how about, you know, I'm ecstatic about the idea of hanging out with you all night. Like, let me get paid half of it at least up front. I don't know if I asked for the whole thing. I don't know how the conversation around money went down, but basically he was fucked up. I'm gonna give him that for sure. I think if he had not been fucked up, I think that would have gone really well. But he had taken a lot of mushrooms. Like, a lot of mushrooms. which I thought was hilarious and bizarre. I was like, why would you do that? No, a strip club would be the last place, certainly the last place in the world I would want to go on mushrooms, but I'm sure I have a very different association with strip clubs than he does. Anyway, so I finally pull back up, you know, finally go up to this place. I think that actually happened, I don't know what day it was, but this is the first time I haven't had, like, crazy, like, I really, really don't want to go do this tonight kind of anxiety about going in there and then I couldn't work. So I don't know, maybe intuitively I just knew, well, you're not going to be working there anyway. So I don't know. Anyway, you know, strip club managers, I said this a couple times before, strip club managers and cops, those are the only two types of people that I 100% can just be like, you know, I feel like I don't want to say what I was going to say because I know some club managers somehow find my channel, but I really don't care. They're the only two people, types of people I can just lie to and just be like, it just does not affect my life at all. Like, I have no guilt whatsoever because, oh my God, some of the stupid things that both types of people come up with, I'm just like, oh my God, it's just fucking crazy how stupid some of the rules are on this planet. Like, oh my God. I mean, oh my God. Like, you know, whatever. So, that being said, you know, I was going to actually say... I was going to say, what the heck is that noise? It's on my battery. I was gonna say, you know, if you can think of a club in Florida that is super profitable, that isn't, you know, if there's any club in Florida that's like exceptional to work at, I would like to know. But really, my mind kind of shifted to, you know what, I really just don't want to be working in strip clubs anymore. Like, I can't keep going back to this for like fast cash. I have got to start doing something consistent that doesn't, that I actually like. And something I actually like is everything technology. I love, love, love technology. Like, all these AI bots and stuff that are coming out now, like, half of these things are like my new best friends. Like, I talk to AI on a pretty regular basis, and I love it. It's phenomenal. You know, it can be kind of an annoying friend sometimes, but good Lord, even AI has annoying rules. Like, how is that possible? I need my own AI system. How can I do that? So, well, I don't know. I don't know if I should offer this or not. I don't know. I was gonna offer building websites. If y'all want a website built, I could build you a badass website, that, you know, I can set you up a payment processor, I could set you up your own store. I mean, I could set you up like your own stuff. So if you have your own clients and stuff, if you're on OnlyFans or whatever, you could just send them to your own site and do everything that, well, actually I would need to know. Maybe someone could tell me what all the features of OnlyFans are, because I don't have a clue. I don't know how that works and how much they take from you, and do you get clients from OnlyFans or do you have to do all your own advertising? I love technology. I love technology. I love it. I love it. I need to move to Austin. That's what I need to do. I need to move to Austin. Fuck! I was I mean, I was 50-50 on the I might be fired thing. You know, I really was, because as soon as I left, I was like, I don't know, that might have been serious, I'm not sure. And I saw the bouncer over to the side. I was going to say something to him, like, hey, I didn't actually blow. Like, I thought I said, you know, yeah, in kind of a sarcastic no, but it's been, like, a stupid amount of time. Like, you all said I'd be good, so whatever, but I didn't. And I think it would have maybe been too late by then anyway. I don't really know. I mean, maybe that is a sign. I don't think so. I was gonna say, maybe that is a sign I should just stop permanently drinking, but I don't think so. I have totally, my relationship to alcohol since I stopped last time has been drastically different. Like, last time when I started drinking again, I mean, I just hopped back on the water slide of drinking, like, a lot every day. I have not done that even kind of this time, which is, you know, I don't know. I think it's, I don't know, nor do I really care, but I totally did get fired from that place because, well, not because of the alcohol, but because I didn't listen to or follow what I looked at as completely unnecessary protocol at that point. Like, I made quite a few videos about this club, actually, back a little while ago when I was working here. I didn't work that many days. I mean, I think I maybe worked a couple weeks. And I took a few different videos talking about it, and, you know, I said a lot of really good things about it, and then I just never posted them, so maybe I'll post those. But yeah, I need to find something I can do, that I can make money doing, that I actually enjoy, that's not in the strip club. I really need to cut the cord. Let me put it this way. It's been such a wonderful thing to be able to, like, go long periods of time without having to go to work, and then going to work when I have to for however long I feel like I have to, until I don't have to anymore. And this has really messed with me in the sense that, like, my attention is totally just split. I don't know if I can explain this in words right now. Like, when I started dancing, when I first started dancing, I went all in. Like, this is what I'm gonna do. I studied psychology like crazy. I was already fascinated by self-development and everything, so that wasn't like, well, no, I was fascinated by it, but I wasn't really learning about it that much. I don't think, a little bit, but I really, when I first started dancing, I really started to, I just went crazy learning about, like, sales and psychology and stuff like that, and it really made a tremendous difference in my life, like, immediately. And I went all in on it. Like, I need to find something that I want to go all in on. Like, really. I can think of one thing right now. Wherever you're working in the world right now, I don't know, for the sake of the other girls even, because, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, my mind you know, oh shit, I want out, I really do. And this falling back on it is not helping get me out. I really need to focus on something and stay focused on it. Like, I need to pick something I really care about and just focus on turning that into a business, because this just is not for me anymore. And, you know, for girls who maybe have found my channel recently, or I don't know, I've been doing this for a long time and I'm unbelievably thankful for it. Like, I couldn't possibly be, well, maybe I could be more thankful for it, but I'm pretty thankful for it. But it's just not in my, it's not in my personality. It's never been in, like, my realm of, like, I'm okay with this job. It's just the benefits of, like the freedom type benefits have just, you know, they've outweighed the pain of it for me. And I will say also, there are some girls that I know can handle it, like, psychologically and like physically and stuff. Well, I mean, I'm pretty good. I think I'm all right physically with it. Although some of it I hate, like the stage. Like, I hate getting on stage because I don't like getting on my knees on stage. And, like, in my opinion, you can't give a good dance without getting on your knees. I just don't think so. I mean, I think there's just a very attractive element of, you know, of doing that. So, fuck. Gosh, I wish I didn't get fired, but is that true? I think it just means I need to figure something else out now, which, you know, is fine. But man, actually a club that I thought was decent. I mean, it was. The clientele was off the charts. They were off the charts. I met so many guys there that I was like, you know, oh, you know, like, thank you. Have a good night. I hate it when they touch my hand. You know, that's another thing about me is, like, I am such a germaphobe. Like, COVID didn't do anything to me in terms of becoming more cleanly. Like, I'm a fan of, like, organic hand sanitizer, but granted, I did not wear a mask. I refused to wear a mask because I felt like that was fucking criminal. It was to make people wear masks. Like, no, there's so much wrong about that. There's so much wrong about that. I could go down such a rabbit hole right now. I thought about being so vocal about that when it first started happening. But first of all, I figured my channel would get canceled, because it probably would have. And which is also, by the way, probably why my channel hasn't grown much over the last, like, way too many years, is because I really think I've been shadow banned, which makes me think maybe I should take all my content and move it to another channel, like, rebrand. And then at the same time, I'm like, I just don't think I don't think I would ever go through with it. I don't think I have the bandwidth to do all that, because I'm already super disconnected from it. I struggle a lot going back and forth, honestly, about what to do with this channel. Like, I've already been rambling for so long at this point that I'm like, why would I post this episode? But at the same time, I think I'm just going to post it because what do I care? You know, I think that, I, you know, based on what I've been told anyway, I kind of want to park here and I kind of don't. It's a nice spot on the bridge by the water, but I don't like being right next to the highway. I know that girls get, value out of my content. Otherwise, I would probably have a lot of people talk shit to me. But I don't have that. I, for the most part, get very loving, gratitude-like messages. Well, I guess moral of the story is, because I know I've definitely said, you know, I think on a few occasions at least, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Well, apparently not in all cases. Maybe in some. Well, I wasn't even supposed to ask for permission. I was just supposed to do something I didn't do, but, there's so many things in tech I feel like I could do, like in particular to help our industry. Like, I really feel like there's a lot I could do in this industry to help. I mean, a lot. Like, I truthfully, oh, this would be a good spot. I feel like I've been over this side of this bridge. It's weird. I mean, I feel like I could redesign OnlyFans, and I get that, like, it's this gigantic behemoth, but I think with enough word of mouth, and plus if girls are just, I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that. I have no desire to do that whatsoever. I just don't know why I'm still in the industry. Like, I'm really trying to figure it out. I mean, is it for me? Is it because of me? Is it because of you? Is it for you? Like, why am I still in this industry? I have a lot of skills. Like, I learn stuff constantly. I am a learner to my core. Like, you know, and valuable skills. I'm not just talking, like, you know, learning about bullshit. Like, I got some pretty valuable skills, and I'm still starving. Like, why? How the fuck? What is this? I don't know what the hell this is, but I'm not trying to go down here. I do know that. Like a random SUV parked. Okay, come on, man. Could you drive so I can turn around, please? Jesus. I don't know what that is. That is so random. I guess I haven't been to the side of the bridge. It's like a random car. That doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Anyway, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like there's a lot of other stuff that I actually kind of want to talk about, but I feel like I would just be talking at this point. I need to pull over and figure out my next move because I don't want to stay in Tampa Bay anymore, and I'm gonna need to find somewhere to work right away or make money in another way. And there's a couple girls in Austin who really want me to come back. They started a business and they really wanted me to work for them, like really bad, because I know a lot of shit. But I was like, I can't charge y'all. Like, I like them, they're my friends. So I don't wanna, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I just turned on, there's no parking space over here. This is kind of cool. I can't believe I've never been over here before. They really wanted me to come and work for them. They even offered me ownership, and that was kind of the last conversation. It's a really cool business. It's gonna be a really cool business. But they really need help. But I was like, I really need money. And you know, I have this awkward, like, I don't know how to, when you work as a dancer, it's so difficult to get paid like normal people after that. You know? So it's like, how can I work for them? Like, I don't even know what to charge them. Like, when people ask me to, like, because I've had a couple people be like, oh yeah, you know, for it in tech specifically, oh, I'll pay you, you know, by the hour. What do you charge by the hour? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Fuck this little light. I need to figure out what to do. God help me. If you've ever had any crazy tech ideas, any kind of like, this would be the most amazing thing ever when it comes to the entertainment industry, or even possibly something else, I don't know. I don't know. I've had plenty of ideas for stuff to do with the entertainment industry online, and I haven't done it. I have had one idea I was so close to finishing, and then I ended up going to Austin and I ran into all kinds of tech problems. It wasn't really tech problems, actually, it was delivery problems. I'll talk about it later if I ever decide to do it. It is a great idea though. A fast way to be able to get paid, like, super quick. Whether the ATM's out of money, whether, you know, the bank isn't accepting their, they've maxed out the ATM, like, you know, just a super fast way to get paid. I don't know why I'm still rambling. I feel like I need a therapist. But I also know, I don't know that that wouldn't make any sense. I do feel like I need somebody I can talk to about anything, really. Okay. if you have worked at a awesome, like super, super, super awesome club lately, if you've made like crazy good money and the clientele is great and the management is, you know, even decent, be preferable. Please let me know and let me know where, because I got a little while longer before I'm gonna have to do something, and I'm hoping it won't have to be in the entertainment industry, but I don't know. I think I just need to commit and dedicate to get myself the hell out of it, but I gotta go. I want to leave you with something like valuable to walk away from this ridiculously long thing with. I almost feel like just saying everything most likely that you've ever been told has probably been a lie, whether it's been intentional or just ignorance. Most people are wrong about most things. As good-intentioned or good-hearted as they are, most people are wrong about pretty much everything. So question everything and do your own research and never, ever take the first person's perspective. Like if you ask somebody for something, no matter who it is, whether it's, well, maybe not if it's like directly like a friend or something like that, but especially if it's a business, if the answer is no, never take that as 100%. There's no way. Like, never take no as the answer. If that's not what you want it to be, don't ever take no as the answer. I'm sure your intuition will tell you if, you know, you should just go ahead and take it as the right answer. But I'm telling you right now, most people are wrong about most things. And if you want something in life, you might just have to ask enough people. It might not have anything to do with, oh, well, I asked that one person and they said no. And it's like, well, that fucker doesn't even work there anymore. You know, like he didn't know what he was talking about in the first place. So, all right, wish me luck. I love you. Ciao.